Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll talk about a couple of issues in the National Football League with our next guest, who I've had on a bunch of times over the years, doing NFL games for lots of years. He is a host on SiriusXM's NFL Network Radio, but I want to talk to him about his new side gig with the Your Call Football League. The head coach, Solomon Wilcots, joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Solly, how you been, and what did you get yourself into?
Yeah, that's right, Jody. You know, when we're all sort of, changing chapters in our lives, we end up doing things that we, find ourselves very excited about. And Your Call Football is one of those things. So it is probably the version of Madden Live. It's a live sporting event where fans get to select the plays. We post three plays in a bundle, and they get to pick one of the three plays. And as a coach, I have to run it. I have no choice. So the fans get to call the plays. That's why it's called Your Call Football.
Now, who approached you and told you about this project that they were going to try and make into a reality? And they said, oh, by the way, we're going to try and have some, I'll use the word to describe you, celebrity coaches. It's not like you're going to be running practices and breaking down game films and the like. It's more of a delegating responsibility, but you're going to be on the sidelines with headsets and calling in plays, the guys on the field. How did this all come about specifically for you?
Well, for me, my good friend Merrill Hodge, we were former teammates with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we're golf buddies, and we live in the same area in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we get to play golf together. He says, hey, how would you like to coach? And I said, kind of in that phase of life where I'm moving away from football, he says, well, you get to coach a lot of young players, but there's this great technology company that has a software that allows the fans to interactively participate in a live sporting event. And he knows that, I'm all about that sort of thing. And so I wanted to do it. And the more I learned about it after I went to Newton, Massachusetts, and found out about the company and about the technology, I loved every bit of it. And so the thing is, when a fan can really download an app and pick a play for a live sporting event, we know that millennials are they're interactive participants.
Right.
And so that's what they love doing.
Now, you're going to play four games, and all the games are going to be played down in Jacksonville. Do I have that correct?
Absolutely. Four games in Jacksonville, beginning on February 25th at the Flex Field in Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Now, where did the players come from?
They come from all around the country. Most of them are former college athletes. And many of them are recently collegiate athletes from all over the country. And we have some good players. In fact, I can tell you right now, we've coached players and seen players. They can play in the National Football League. I wouldn't say that's all of them, but there are certainly players in Your Call Football who will be playing in the NFL.
Now, did you have to compete with the Alliance of American Football because they just started up what is, for the lack of a better term, a minor league football league, and they have some ex-NFL players, some guys who are on the verge of making the NFL and the like. When this concept started and got underway, did you realize, we're going to have competition for some of these athletes whose goal is to eventually make it to the NFL if it's not directly out of college?
Yeah, Jody, basically we share a database, all of the leagues, whether it's the XFL, Alliance League, Your Call Football, we're able to share a database for all of the players that are coming out of college, and you're speaking with the agents, you're speaking with the players, you understand their, and their bio and all the weight, height, weight, class, speed. More importantly, though, Your Call Football is uniquely different because we don't play a season like those sports leagues. We play a series of four games in 5 weeks. So we bring them together. We have 2-a-days for a week, and then we commence the playing games. It allows them to showcase their talent without beating themselves up and playing a 10-game season before the next opportunity comes along.
Okay, so now fans are at home. You have a series of three plays they get to choose from, down and distance, wherever you have the ball and the like, and they're playing head coach on their phone and relaying the information into you. Who's making the calls on the defensive side to try and make the people on the phone look bad?
Well, that's a really good. How about if I told you we have a coach, Mark Duffner is my defensive coordinator. He's coached over 40 years in both college and NFL football. He was a head coach at Holy Cross where he won over 60 games in 4 and 5 years, I believe. He was 60-5 there. He was a former linebacker coach for the Bengals, with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just recently. We have Eric Thomas, who's a former Pro Bowl player. He played for the Bengals, the Jets, as well as the Denver Broncos. He's coaching our defensive backs. We have former NFL coaches coaching players in a developmental phase to help them possibly get to the National Football League, whether it's – think about this, though. Kurt Warner, former Arena League football player, now NFL Hall of Famer and a Super Bowl winner. Think about a player like James Harrison, who once played in the World League, became a Super Bowl winner with the Pittsburgh Steelers and a Defensive Player of the Year. That's what you're going to get from some of these games that you're now watching with your call football, the Alliance League, the XFL. You don't know where tomorrow's future stars are coming from, but I'm telling you, they're coming from league like ours.
Understood, and it certainly sounds like fun. How do fans get their hands on the app if they want to participate in your call football?
That's a good question. All you have to do is go to the App Store and download your call football app. It is free. You download the app and you can participate. You can win cash prizes. If you call a perfect game, that means every play that the coaches call, okay, if you score in the appropriate manner, you can win up to $1 million if you call the perfect game. This is sort of the, just the merger of the Madden game, gaming, fantasy, and live sporting event. All of that rolled into one. It's like fantasy on steroids. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
It sounds like fun. So how many different teams are there that are playing in this series?
We only have two teams.
Two teams, okay.
I'm coaching Team Grit. Merrill Hodge is coaching Team Power. And we'll play four games over the next few weeks. We've been here for a full week of training camp, and our first game is Monday, February 25th, and it's just the two teams. And that's why this league is so unique. We have 92 players in the developmental program, and we divide those players up into two teams, and we go at it for 4 weeks. And at the end of the day, it's about the players showcasing their talent. But we also get to showcase the technology.
Very cool. All right, so now you're playing on the 25th, you're playing March 4th, you're playing again on March 11th. After you get three games under your belt, you'll have compiled some stats, and there can be some inferences that fans can take from it. On both the offensive side and the defensive side, where would people go to get that information? So that, because they usually throw on 3rd and 1. They don't like the quarterback sneak, because in the 4th, 3rd and 1 situations they've had so far this year, they've gone past 3 out of the 4 times. I'm predicting a pass here. Where would they get those stats, and or is there going to be any video of the league?
Yeah, first of all, you can watch the game on Barstool.com. That's where the game is streaming live. And the reason why we put it there as opposed to on your traditional cable or traditional channels is because of the latencies. Just like when you watch a live game event, the average latency in a game when you watch it on the networks, on cable, is 17 seconds. As you well know, you go to a game in Madison Square Garden, if you're watching that game, your friend's watching at home, you're yelling that he made the game-winning shot 17 seconds before your friends at home get to see it, because it's got to send a signal out to outer space, to a satellite, back down to Earth, back to your house. 17 seconds. Well, there's no latency. And the reason why is because it's a live gaming event. And so when we post the plays up on the Your Call Football app, I have a bundle of three plays. I'll put it up. The fan gets to select one of those three plays. The majority of the fans that vote for one play, that's the play that I have to send in the game. And so that's kind of how it works. All you have to do is download the app, and you participate in the game. You can play for a quarter. You can play for a half. You can just play. You can play for the whole game if you want. But when I put up the play, all you have to do is select which one of the three plays that I put up. That's the play that I'm going to send in to the quarterback.
I got to tell you, you got a pretty good gig because you're not calling the plays. If they don't work, it's not your fault. You're just doing
That's right.
The app told you to do. You can't screw this up, Solly.
That's right. At the press conference the next day, you cannot blame me.
That's the kind of gig I got to get my hands on. All right. While we got you for a couple seconds, I just want to ask you about your former team. You mentioned you and Mara Hodge, ex-Steeler teammates. Le'Veon Bell out the door. Antonio Brown following shortly thereafter. There's been some issues and controversies and the like. I've always thought of the Steelers as one of the most stable organizations in the National Football League for decades. Where have they gone awry?
Jody, they still are. The fact that they're not going to put up with the things that Antonio, he still is one of the great wide receivers in the National Football League. I think you got to look at his stats last few years. You can see he's still performing at a high level. But remember, Santonio Holmes was a former Super Bowl MVP and a first-round pick out of Ohio State. And after he was Super Bowl MVP, the next year he was no longer a Pittsburgh Steeler. Okay, Plexico Burress was a former first-round pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And when things didn't work out and they felt that it was not the temperament and the mood that they wanted in their locker room, they said goodbye, he was no longer a Pittsburgh Steeler. Now, he went on to win Super Bowls with the Giants, and God bless him. But the Steelers have always drawn the line with players when it has come to the antics that Antonio Brown has put up over the last year or so. And the Steelers have tried to work with him. You cannot say that they did not try. They were flexible, okay? But I think at the end of the day, it's like Mike Tomlin said, when Willie Parker wanted to carry the ball more, when he was their star running back, he said, every day I walk in this building, I see six Vince Lombardi trophies. I don't see six rushing titles. This is not about one player. It's about all the great players who've ever come through there and all the great players to come. The Rooney family is one of the absolute best families to play for in all of sports. And I wish Antonio Brown took that more seriously.
We'll see how it shakes out. Solomon, we appreciate you coming on board. I'm looking forward to it. Barstool.com for those who want to watch. And you got to go to the App Store for those who want to get the app and actually participate. And I guess it's compete because, like you said, there's money to be won and prizes to be had for the Your Call Football League. Enjoy yourself. It sounds like you're going to have a good time. And go ahead and kick Merrill's butt for me, all right?
Jody, if you like gaming and you like sports, I'm telling you, this is the event. Trust me, this technology is going to be adopted in all of professional sports. It is wonderful. So I hope that every sports fan has a chance to experience it.
And it's called the Your Call Football League, and our buddy Solomon Wilcott is going to be standing on the sideline, phone in hand and headsets on, and calling in the plays from the football fans out there. Solly, good stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Thanks, bud.
Okay. Thanks, Jody.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.